Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
7:40 on this Wednesday morning. Let's check in with Marysville. Joining us right now is the mayor of Marysville, Kathy Heyman. Mayor Heyman, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you joining us. This is city budget time, and you've passed your budget for the upcoming fiscal year. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Yes, we did, and I think we're like one meeting early for that approval, which is always exciting. We are projecting there's no millage increase. Two years ago, we had kind of made a commitment to increase the millage by a half for 4 years, but we're mid-cycle at 2 years, and we felt we did not need to increase the millage rate that half mil this year. So we're in very, very good shape, and want to extend a thank you to our finance director and assistant city manager, Mike Booth, for, you know, doing such great work, and our department heads. So that's a bonus for our residents. So no millage increase. We were fortunate enough to get additional Act 51 funding from the state, which is road funding. So, you know, quite a substantial increase, and over $1 million. So next year we're going to have a whole host of additional roads that we're working on. And I don't know if people know, but the city of Marysville has almost 31 miles of local roads and 16 and a half miles of major roads. So that's a lot of roads to maintain. And we do our best to, you know, to keep those maintained. And, you know, everyone knows we're still working on this year's road work, which is Gratiot and many other streets. One in particular is Pennsylvania. So, you know, it's, navigation is a challenge, but we're doing what's best for our residents and spending that money wisely.
I feel like budget work doesn't get enough attention unless there's some anomaly and you know, the millage goes up or there's a shortfall or something like that. But it's important work, and it really lays the groundwork for what the city's able to do, doesn't it?
Yes, it certainly does, and we're very, very grateful for that. Yep.
Mm-hmm. How is that Gratiot project going, by the way?
Gratiot?
Yeah.
It's on time, and you know, I know people are frustrated, but that's what road work is all about. You know, it may add a little bit of delay to your morning commute. You may have to go a different route, but on schedule, we should be complete with the outer two lanes in July, and then moving on to the inner three lanes, which is expected to be completed in October.
Summer is almost here. Your summer recreation registration is open now, right?
Yes, it is. Our rec department distributed the booklet, and it's available online too for viewing. And I was just flipping through there, and there's just something for everyone. Depending on it, it doesn't matter your age. There is something, and it talks about the concerts. It's, you know, the top program, the high school programs. I mean, there's just a little bit of something for everything. So our summer rec program is extremely popular, and we're very, very, you know, happy to provide these offerings to our residents.
And coming soon to Marysville Pickleball, right?
Yes, that should be completed sometime in June. Construction has started, and, you know, both are very excited for the pickleball community, and those extra courts will be, you know, very welcomed in that community.
Talking with the mayor of Marysville, Kathy Heyman, you have a big thing coming up on Friday that I know you and a lot of the folks in Marysville look forward to, Student Government Day.
Yes, it is.
Our
mayor pro tem.
Yeah, it is this Friday. I was checking my date,
it
sorry.
It is this Friday.
Yeah, wow.
That's okay. Our Mayor Pro Tem is a history teacher at the high school, City of Marysville. So he brought this program back. It was in place when I was in high school, and that was a long time ago. So, you know, we bring a host of students into City Hall, and, you know, we have a city council, we have a police chief, we have city manager. There's probably 20 different positions, and it is a full morning with a mock city council meeting, and students really get to see what is involved in the day-to-day operations of the city. And you know, hopefully these are our future leaders, and hopefully after they, you know, either go to college or, you know, do what they do, they'll come back to the community and either serve on council or come back and be the police chief or the department, a department head or a, you know, a laborer or what, you know, whatever. There's many different positions to be filled, and hopefully they'll stay here and work for the city.
You're bringing back the farmers market again this summer, aren't you?
Yes, and that also starts this Friday. New location. We were there last year too, but it's on Michigan and 14th Street, right across the street from Wolverine. That farmers market is from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. and it runs through October. So a lot of different vendors there, and we ask people to support that.
Memorial Day is coming up a week from Monday, and you have a Memorial Day parade on that Monday, don't you?
We do. American Legion Post 449 does an excellent job in providing a very solemn and day, and it starts with the parade. It starts at the American Legion and goes down to the park, and then there is an additional ceremony at the cemetery. But, you know, it kicks off our summer, and they do a fantastic job.
Yeah. And finally, as we talk about summer, in June, you have the Bridge to Bay Trail ribbon cutting.
We do. We've been talking about this. You and I have been talking about this every month mm-hmm. for a couple years, I feel. And we're finally getting to the ribbon cutting, and we are collaborating with the Blue Water Home Care and Hospice in conjunction with their river run. So, and I say run, but it's also a walk. We're going to have a small, you know, short gathering at the rec center, and then the ribbon cutting and the walk will begin at the entrance of the cemetery, which is on River Road at 2150 River Road. But I think most people know that you know, the entrance to the cemetery is. So we'll have a host of people there, and hopefully it's well attended. I've walked that walk multiple times from the cemetery all the way to Boucher, and it has turned out very nice. And they're still, you know, providing the finishing touches. Grass is, you know, the seed has been laid down, and it's very nice.
That's fantastic. Good stuff in Marysville. Uh-huh. Kathy, appreciate the update. Thanks so much.
All right. You have a wonderful day, Paul.
You too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.